Welcome to Wake Up with AI, the podcast where human-powered meets AI-assisted. Join your hosts, Chris Carolan, Nico Lafakis, and George B. Thomas, as we dive deep into the world of artificial intelligence. From the latest AI news to cutting-edge tools and skill sets, we are here to help business owners, marketers, and everyday individuals unlock their full potential with the power of AI. Let's get started.
Good morning, November 14th, 2024, Thursday. Happy Thursday here for Waking Up with AI. George and Nico, how you fellas doing today?
Doing good. Based on yesterday, got some really incredible news. So looking forward to that.
That's awesome.
That's not a cliffhanger, a teaser, the ultimate, there's these things, but I don't know. But one of these days I'll tell you I'm doing great, Chris. How are you doing?
I'm all right. Recovering from 45 minutes of just no audio recording. Maybe someday there'll be an AI that can just show up and be like, it looks like you're talking, Chris. But there's no audio happening.
Nothing's coming out.
There yet? Are there any tools for that yet, George, to make sure my shit's plugged in?
I don't know about the tool, but I imagine it would be the
I can't hear you
agent is what it would be. Maybe somebody should build that.
Yeah, there you go. Nico, what are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about the fact that yesterday we were talking about the S-curve and where we might be already. Today it would seem as though people have kind of reflected back on training and what's been done and what's going on. And basically, the tests have come through that, we're very much at the AGI level. And this was determined based on, once again, get these names right. I want to say his name is William Chalet.
I just always apologize in advance of I'm sorry if I jacked this up, but I think it's this person.
Do you think it's,
That's the human side of it, Nico. I'm flawed. I don't remember the name, but I think the name is this.
I wish, Francis Chollet. And so I actually want to play a little bit of a clip from Dwarkesh Patel where he talks about what the difficulty was with getting models to, this level of understanding.
And are we okay saying at this point, because, AGI, I think, is going to be one of those terms where we're going to be defining it forever. Maybe. Can we say something
Or ABM?
AGI is the AI you've seen in movies, basically. When it's intelligent robots.
We talked about that a little bit yesterday too, right? What it means to have a difference between AGI and AI. And the fact that with AI, you're very much going step by step, right? And we were looking at Replit yesterday and looking at the difference between that and talking about how chat generates stuff, right? So you're using chat or you're using Claude. You're generating things step by step. You're putting things together step by step. AGI understands the steps in between. So you only have to give it the last aspect of it. You only have to give it the goal, and it understands all the chain of thought and all the steps that need to go in between that. So the difference would be similar to, you have your personal home robot and you ask them, with AI, you can say, if it's pre-programmed enough, you can say, hey, can you go clean up my bathroom, right? With an AI, you might need to give it specific direction. I need you to go clean the toilet and then I need you to, mop the floor and this, that, and the other. With AGI, it is just a matter of hey, can you go clean up the bathroom? And then it's on its own and it's doing it. It goes and figures out where the cleansers are. It understands everything that it needs to understand to do that situation. So that's my definition of AGI and the difference between the two. One is very singular task oriented and the other one is very much multitasking and understanding the chain of thought to it.
Can I ask you a question if you believe there's going to be a conversation? So let me back up for a second, because in the marketing space where we play a lot, there's a conversation around automated, automatic, or because there's a difference. When do you need? Do you think there's going to be a conversation where it should just be AI or it should be AGI? And here's why I'm asking this question is because my brain goes to what I love about AI right now is the middle, is the steps, because it's in the middle that I can actually make sure that I'm humanizing it and directing it in the right path that I want it to go, Where when I hear you say this AGI thing, it's almost like, so go to Walmart, but it drives 500 miles to get 5 miles down the road versus like drive to this Walmart, right?
And like, but that's what I'm saying. It's like you wouldn't have to say drive to this Walmart.
Well, but that's what makes me nervous. When you go into Google, what if I wanted to go to the other Walmart? What if I wanted to go to Moreau instead of, you see what I'm saying? Like,
well, but here's the thing. Here's the thing, George. If you were to do that with your wife, if you told your wife, go to Walmart, does she know the particular Walmart? Or do you have to tell her?
I believe in my wife enough to know that she'll pick the one that she should go to.
Oh, yes.
So now we're having a trust
conversation. We want ESP? No.
Yeah.
My view on this is that, like, okay, so it's your kid. Your kid is, let's say, old enough to drive. They don't know you any better than a model knows you. That's the whole point. And the point is, if you were going to go shopping, the model would, you know, let's say, open up Google. Maybe it even turns around and asks you, hey, which store do you want me to go to? Right. But that's even one step. Like, okay, so that's almost like AI, right? That is AI. It can understand your prompt and then gives you back the optional answer. Typically, it will actually try to do the thing before it even gives you the option. So there is a little bit of reasoning there with the AGI where it's like, hey, before I take on this task, let me make sure to get this detail. And then maybe you say, closest one possible, doesn't matter to me.
So I'll ask the question again. Is there a world we live in where something should just be AI and other things should be AGI? Yes, no, maybe.
For sure. There are some things like tasks we do every day. And I think you're right in exactly what you're saying. Like what we do when we are doing stuff. Yeah. But when it's a case of like, you need to get groceries or there's something you should have done. You don't have time to walk your dog. Maybe you need to pick up your kid from...
Oh, yeah, now you're talking my language.
Yeah.
You need to pick up your kids from school.
Lots of things where, like, I don't care. Like, however you get it done, whatever. I don't need to humanize the dishes, right? Like, just get it done. But I do think, like, this reminds me of, like, the conversations of, like, machine learning has been a thing for a long time, but that's very different from the generative stuff that we've gone into. I do think, like, it feels like it will all become AI just with different modes. I hope. I mean, because we're going to have to explain this shit forever if AI and AGI exist in the same places, right?
So, like, does that, and I have a question about that, explaining it forever. That can either excite the crap out of you or you could feel really annoyed right now. Like, I go back to, like, the amount of time that I've spent explaining what real SEO is or, like, what real strategies are. How do you guys right now feel about the future of needing to explain this to people over and over and over again, knowing that this show, these people on it, we're early adopters to all of this? Does that excite you or do you like, oh God, where do you fall?
To me, it's exciting. I love blowing people's minds, right? And I love to see that, like, oh my gosh factor on their face. So I'm all about embracing it. I'm all about helping people to, you know, make that shift over, to get on board and to wake up with AI and actually get knee deep in this stuff. Like, it's no longer, we're at a point where, you know, and Inbound, they were talking about, yeah, just dip your toes in, you know, just wade in. Man, like, now you got to get, like, waist deep.
At least.
Yeah. Like, if you're not going to jump in, just get waist deep in there because, you know, dipping your toes in isn't going to do anything. Wading in there is going to take way too long. I can't say practically anything about it, actually. I'm under a legal disclaimer to not be able to, or NDA, but I got accepted into it.
Now you're just showing off a little, but that's okay. We love it.
I'm just saying, like, I only put it out there because there's a reason for the disclaimer that I got accepted into an alpha pilot of a software that was at what it was announced a while back, and it scared the living crap out of Disney, and for good reason. It scared the crap out of most Cartoon Network people, and for good reason.
I signed up for that bad boy as soon as I saw, like, let's go. Anyway.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
I do.
And,
I do.
I was playing with it just a tiny bit yesterday. I literally did one thing with it. And even from the one thing, I was just like, oh, okay, this is going to rock stuff to no end. Like, the amount of content, if you think that you saw a lot of content this year, the amount of creative content, not just like stuff in general, the amount of creative content you're going to see in the next year, it actually will. I actually do believe it now in terms of, we will probably create more content from 25 to 26 than we have all the way up until now. Yeah. And to the scaling aspect of things, you have to imagine, try your hardest. to wrap your heads around that in by 2030, what you are using now will be as relevant as a calculator.
Can you imagine, and I'm going to be a real stupid nerd for a second. Can you imagine like a cartoon series of the superhuman framework where you're teaching young children about the 10 pillars and the 4 cornerstones, but it's like, and all you got to do is like program this stuff to like make the little shows and put it on the little YouTube channel and come on, wake up. Like,
that's what I put in the submission.
It's all changing, ladies and gentlemen.
That's what I put in the submission. It's like, hey, B2B edutainment. Like, this is the only way to access users. It's clear. This is the kind of stuff, I've had a lot of stuff on my mind of what would be cool, like comics and, you know, all this stuff to kind of humanize the learning experience and make it relatable instead of just how-tos and tutorials. But this is my point when I say, like, from a communication perspective, if we get buried in details of, because it creates uncertainty where, if I see AI and I think it's one thing and then I see AGI and then I don't know what that means, and now we're having that conversation all the time, we don't even get to the cool stuff, right? So what my request would be is that we find ways to not confuse via acronyms like humans are wont to do, and hopefully we probably get some help from AI itself as we do this, because product naming, like from a sales perspective, like on marketing and sales side, when I'm in sales and I have to explain stuff during the process simply because we chose to use a different name for no reason at all, that makes the sales process harder, right? And this is yesterday, I was in a teledoc call, and it was like half actual about me, and then the other half was me like consulting about AI basically because they're using new tools and they're sharing their experiences with me. In that moment, she's like, oh, this would be helpful to know. And she like started checking out the show, because now she gets to help other people that she's seeing with AI concerns and all this stuff. And all that whole flow of information just stops when you find all these ways to call it something different and define it differently. Those are the things that definitely get annoying, because you know that right on the other side, like, as soon as we cross this barrier, now you can build your own animated series.
You just hit on something that I want to hit on. The amount of accidental coaching, the amount of AI accidental coaching. Like, are you finding yourself, like, you're talking to humans about other, like, human things, and then all of a sudden you're like, beep, bop, boop, yeah, you can do this thing. Like, this is how you do it. You know, like, I don't know why I just went into that, but that was really close to how he sounds. Anyway, like, you know what I mean? Like, accidental AI coaching. Like, I'm being asked all over the place by different people in different ways to, like, how to leverage it to, like, make their life better. Are you guys finding the same thing of, like, I'm not calling myself an AI coach, but golly, when I lay down in bed, I sort of feel like I'm becoming an AI coach to people.
I mean, yeah, on my end, most definitely. Actually, just yesterday, I met with somebody, and the meeting had nothing, you know, to your point, the bulk of the meeting had nothing to do with AI, but the person had a question about, they were working with GPT, and they had a question about, okay, well, I'm constantly just having to like load information into GPT in order to do what I'm working on. Every time I start a new conversation, I got to reload stuff. Like, is there any way around this? And this is one of those things, right? This person had a paid account. And this is one of those things where it's like, oh man, did you notice this button? So I was like, hey, did you know about, you know, custom GPTs? And they were like, yeah, kind of, you know, I know about of them. I was like, well, do you know how to build one? And they said, no. So I was like, all right, let me show you how to build one real quick. And it was real quick.
Yeah, it's like, do you know how to open a door? Do you know how to get a fork out of a drawer? You know how to fill up a glass with water? You can go to a custom GPT. Like, oh, goodness, yeah.
And if you're in that space of, hey, I need something for documents, and I need to be able to compare documents and write written stuff and whatnot, okay, same thing. You can upload your documents to a custom GPT, and you can cross-reference on your documents in there, too. And then I did the same thing I did for George, which is, you know, showed him how you could, you know, rip info off of a site and build a GPT based on a company.
In a very good human way, rip off, by the way. Not rip off in, yeah, like, the you're going to go to jail rip off, but like,
no,
in the most positive human, like, it's your own territory and you want to build a GPT. Yeah.
And So the question, of course, was use case. Like that's what I get most, the majority of the time is use case. What can I do with it? And so I show them, here you go. You now have this thing that mimics a client. And before you even get on your initial client call, you have capability to be able to put whatever theories you have about solutions toward this to see how it matches up, to see where it fits into place. You know, if you're working on form strategy, you have a much better idea of what questions you should be asking on forms. So you don't show up to that meeting with a lot of, okay, can you answer this question for me? Can you answer this question for me? Can you answer this for me? And let's go down this whole questionnaire and waste this meeting, and we'll waste the next meeting filling out questions because I don't know anything about your company.
It sounds like you're talking about, as people move forward, that they might have to have this very interesting thing that has been needed for centuries, and that's vision. You know, you have to have vision. And that's actually what we're going to dive in to today for the AI skill that pays the bills. One of those essential top tier skills if you're planning to make AI work for you and not the other way around, by the way. The AI skill that I want to talk about is vision. Now, I'm talking about and something way beyond your eyesight. Although your eyesight is important too, because you need to see the things that you do. But today I'm talking about the ability to look into the future, connect the dots, and see where AI fits into the big picture of your business goals. Because here's the thing, AI isn't just a flashy tool. And I have talked to so many people who are like, oh yeah, it's this cool little thing. It's a game changer, or at least it has the potential to be a game changer, but only if you know where you're headed with it. Like Nico was talking about the possibilities. Let me show you. So what does vision look like in the world of AI? It means imagining and integrating AI in ways that align with where you want your business to go in the long run. In other words, you're not just throwing some cool tech, which is what a lot of people are buying right now. Ooh, that's some cool tech. You're not throwing that cool tech at your problems. You're thinking, how can AI take me closer to my ultimate goals? Maybe it's optimizing customer service, automating repetitive tasks, or using predictive data to get ahead of the market trends and maybe even get ahead of your competitors. Vision means you're choosing AI strategies that serve your bigger picture objectives, not just these quick fixes where it could probably be done in a spreadsheet and you're getting yelled at Nico because you're trying to do it in. Anyway, I digress. Long-term thinking can sometimes feel a bit, well, out there, but trust me, this sets apart the successful from the stagnant. So here are three key takeaways on vision for today's skill that pays the bill. Look beyond today's problems. Consider where you want to be in 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, and how AI can help get you there. Align AI with your goals. Only use AI when it serves your larger strategy. Don't just adopt tools because they're trendy and you think that they'll be cool and people might use them. Stay open to adaptation. Technology changes fast, ladies and gentlemen. That's why we're waking up with AI every single morning. So be prepared to adjust and pivot as new opportunities arise. Remember, having a vision is like having a map. It guides every step you take with AI. So stay curious, stay focused, and let's build those skills that pay the bills along the way. That's today's skill, vision, that you need in the future to pay those bills.
Definitely. It's more like, especially for adoption, especially when it comes to adoption.
Yeah. And that's what we talked about yesterday. Like if you are using it, like, so in her case, it's like she has all these appointments and we've heard all the stories about how it can be used in the medical field, right? To create space for like better, you know, bedside manner, something we've talked about, right? Because it's handling the notes, it's highlighting things. And she mentioned, well, it doesn't sound like me. And I was like, okay, if that's the goal, then this is how you're going to use that differently. Or maybe we don't use this tool, we use this other tool. And it was so powerful, like to George's point, like do we ever just accidentally coach people right now? I probably wouldn't say it's accidental at all. I can't talk about it enough because I just want people to be more efficient and more effective in life. But it was powerful enough. Like, you know, sometimes we meet in person, sometimes it's teledoc. Because at some point I pulled up Claude and I was just like, yep, this is how it works. And like I showed her a couple things about it helping me with some ADHD stuff. And at the end, she's like, you want to meet in person or like for the next appointment? And she's like, I don't even know if I want to meet in person. You wouldn't have been able to show me that today. Like you wouldn't have been able to share your screen. And it's like, you can tell like when you hit that moment and that like until that point, they were just like standoffish with AI, and then you just like spin it in a different way. And that's why we're doing this every day, because it really can be, at the end of the day, it's a tool. And if you want to use it for good, you can. Just know that there's a learning curve. If there's been anything ever where there's a will, there's a way, it's this. Like, you just have to have the will to get through the tools, yeah. Understand, like, if you're just like one and done, nope.
I don't know if it was a video that Nico sent over, if it was just something else I stumbled into, but I was like, man, just freaking preach right now. Because the presenter was talking about how today of all days, if you've ever wanted to start a business, there are so many zero reasons why you couldn't start the business and start the business in a way that could be successful because of the assistants or the agent or the whatever you want to call it. Like, listen, over the last like week, we've built out five different programs that a very high-level thought leader will be delivering to humans and to teams. And we were heavily assisted in like the building of those items, down to the copy on the pages that we could create out of the ether, out of nothing. Like, we had some ideas and some bullet points, and then just started to flesh out and tweak and flesh out and tweak and flesh out. And so we're talking about like a whole level of services that didn't exist 5 days ago, that have the potential to do thousands upon thousands, if not millions of dollars of revenue, because the rate at speed and the, oh my God, just if you're sitting here and you're listening to this and you're like, well, it's just going to be really hard. Guess what? It knows when you need to do an LLC versus an S corp. It knows if you need an accountant or not. It knows if you're going to be able to create content. It know, like, it can be the ultimate coach, the ultimate assistant.
Yeah, I mean, it's, and that's the thing, to Chris's point, it's get past whatever that thing is that's holding you back. You know, I've told a lot of people, and you know, there's a lot of AI scientists that say otherwise. I understand it. I understand the caution behind it, because for a lot of people, it could, you know, it may not work the same way. I don't know. But for me, and for most everybody that I've talked to, and most everybody that I've worked with, if you just talk to it, that's all that it takes. It really just takes, like, you know, in terms of dipping your toe in the water, just start with one of them. Just start talking to one of these models. Just start asking it stuff. Even if it's, you know, something generic, I highly suggest that you start out with either Claude or GPT, so you don't go wildly astray with some potential stuff like Grok or Gemini. But, you know, these things are way more than what you think. They're way further along than what you think. And it's made to help you. It's made to help you get time back in your life by taking away the mundane things that you were doing. So it's not a matter of, you know, we say, to me, I think we hold the control in this scenario where we're the ones who are deciding what the tasks are that it's going to take away, what the tasks are in our day that are just too much that we don't want to spend time doing anymore that do take up a lot of time. At this point, I say it all too often, but I really can't say it enough. To me, and to a lot of people out there, and from what I'm seeing just across the spectrum, even from what a lot of experts are saying, and, you know, I'm looking at, you know, how do I measure this stuff? I'm looking at, like, views on the same videos that I look at, and I'm seeing 50,000, at best, maybe 200,000. Maybe if it's like Matt Wolf, he does a lot of AI, short bit AI news, maybe 500,000. We have 250 plus million people in this country, 500,000, which tells me that everybody else is woefully asleep, which only means that you need to wake up with AI.
That's a wrap for this episode of Wake Up with AI. We hope that you feel a little more inspired, a little more informed, and a whole lot more excited about how AI can augment your life and business. Always remember that this journey is just the beginning, and that we are right here with you every step of the way. If you love today's episode, don't forget to subscribe, share, and leave a review. You can also connect with us on social media to stay updated with all things AI. Until next time, stay curious, stay empowered, and wake up with AI.